Globally, humans are facing massive problems that are widely ignored by governments and the media.
Like personal space invaders.
I've had it with these couples that sit on the same side of the booth.
Yak mouths.
Stupid stick figure bumper stickers.
Almond milk. You cannot milk an almond.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Angie.
We call her Pumps, and we are the hosts of I've Had It. Pumps, tell the listener where they can find us.
Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nailed it.
See you next Tuesday.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser. Woo-hoo. Race Chaser. Yeehaw. Race Chaser. Woo-hoo. Race Chaser. Yeehaw.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome back to Race Chaser. A podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, starting from the very beginning.
This is the beginning.
And then jumping around based on television ratings and ad revenue. My name is Alaska. What is yours?
I'm Willem.
And we've got a very special guest for this episode.
She's not here yet, though, because we're clearing her visa and immigration paperwork.
Right.
She's an immigrant with a special ability.
Alien of extreme talent.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she gives us wigs.
Yeah.
But more from that
later.
Of course,
we're talking about Courtney Act.
Corbelina Act.
Love.
Yes.
Now, before we have Courtney join us or join you, because I'm going to disappear into the ether, we want to talk about some updates from the DMs.
The DMs have been a lot like soju, popping.
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 Popping off.
Mm.
Being lanced. Oozing. Sweating.
Secreting.
Yeah.
Yeah, all those things.
Deep-seated.
We've been informed that the face skinny was not a RuPaul in RuPaul's Drag Race invention.
No, and also...
They only do 100% original stuff mostly, too.
Okay, well, we have someone who sent us a picture of Katya from the prison mini challenge in a leopard print face skinny. So... they say, could we also say this was inspiration for the face skinny runway? I think absolutely.
Yeah,
style icon, Katya Zamolodchikova. And I love anything leopard print. Everything must be leopard print.
I mean, it's neutral. It's almost like a nooch.
It is like a nooch.
Which brings us to...
And wait, what are you showing us? Big
this
difference?
Is the face skinnies that the Chinese lady who invented them... sells on a website, because it's a brief history of the Chinese face skinny, and it's to cover your skin so you don't...
Oh, it's for at the beach, so you don't fuck up your face with the sun.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And so everyone's running around looking like Pussy Riot.
I can't imagine the tan lines.
That's chic. Just the nose popping out, though? Getting suntanned?
That would be the worst spot to get sun damage. Just the nose. I have...
These look really cool, though. I wasn't aware of this. I love...
With the right lighting and the right amount of drugs, these could be really cool in a bathhouse.
Yeah.
For sure.
I love these. That's They're really weird. Twisted and kind of crazy and scary looking.
Right up your alley.
I know.
Isn't that what you're... Never mind.
Thank you, Mr. J. Thang. Also, letting us know, Mr. J. Thang is telling us a lot of facts about ourselves.
He is
taking a brief listen and a look straight up and down and saying, here's from top to bottom what's fucked up about you.
Also calls you princesses.
No, this is we love this because
we love it. We don't know this stuff. We just talk out our asses an hour a week.
It's an interactive educational experience, and I actually do love hearing this stuff.
And I like seeing the dick pics.
Exactly. But yeah. Mr. J Thang told us about the face kini from Zhang Shifan.
Wait, was that him too?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. No. It's a different picture. Look. The thumbnail picture there is different than that thumbnail.
Well, I was talking about this other thing that Ms. J told us, which is Nooch is a vegetarian vegan nickname for nutritional yeast, which have you ever had nutritional yeast?
Yeah, it's good. It's sprinkled on kale, but it makes you fart.
Oh.
It makes you a real goddamn farty, but it is delicious. If you can't eat cheese, which I can't, I like sprinkle it on stuff as like a cheese substitute and then make sure I'm alone and not getting fucked for 2 days.
Yeah, it tastes sort of like Parmesan cheese to me.
No, that, oh God, I just thought of the worst idea ever. I was
fart
like,
porn?
No, I was
how
like,
do they do it?
I was like, no, you, you could totally get fucked if you find a guy whose sense of smell is damaged by like a war or a chemical accident. And if they can't smell, then like you wouldn't have to clean your ass out. But then it's like, no, but then you'd smell it. And that's when I realized it was a bad idea.
I think you're on to something.
But once you smell it, you can't unsmell it.
No, you can't. And
even if it's me,
it does pierce through lack of smelling, because I don't have a strong sense of smell. But sometimes it can pierce through that lack of. And when you have a lack of one sense, your other senses are heightened. So he would see this shit even if it was in the dark.
And taste it.
Big Dipper's like, move on.
There's a restaurant in Israel called Nooch. And I would love to eat, maybe.
Oh, we've just received word that Snow has pulled their ads. I'm just kidding. Because they do sheets.
Listeners of Race Chaser can enjoy a lovely meal at Nooch in Israel.
Nooch is in Israel. And a beauty blender is their logo. Doesn't it look like one of those beauty blenders from Boots?
No, it looks like the Delta-shaped pitas. You know, the pitas in the Delta, how they're like this weird.
Yeah.
It's a Delta pita.
Obelisk.
Mm-hmm.
So, shaped.
And then there's been this DM floating around that's like 5 or 6 steps.
Meme.
That say, learn how to do makeup. Second step, learn to sew. Third step, learn to dance. And then the fourth step is send tape to RDR. And then you just see a drag queen.
Stepping over the first 3 steps.
Yeah.
It's a funny meme. I've never seen that one. It's pretty good.
So true.
Thank you, all of you, for sending in DMs. I also saw there was a dick later on just thrown into the middle of the... Is it referring to anything? Or did you just pop it in there to keep us going like a carrot on the end of a stick?
It refers.
That's a big carrot.
In what way?
Because they're talking about...
he had a question.
Yeah. He had sent a dick that I didn't respond to, and then also
you need to be fired from this account.
You didn't respond to the dick.
At least tap it into a heart.
You didn't respond. How can he respond to every single dick that pours in? Well,
okay, I'll start hearting all the dicks.
A heart is nice because people are putting themselves out there.
Otherwise, it just says red, and then it's like literally sad. We're reading them by not responding.
We're leaving your dicks on red, honey.
That's your dick. We'll get back to you.
I'll heart them.
You're already like you already like have a full time job running this fucking Instagram account because we're like. Here's another thing we're going to pop on the Race Chaser pod.
Wait,
can you pop up that video from 18 years ago that doesn't exist except on VHS?
I do want to show you.
In someone's basement. Dip, can you just throw that on the ground?
Can you go to the NYU archives? Nelson Stitt film from like 83 to 96. Just
Thank
it's in there somewhere.
Thank you so much for that.
They're in the reference section too, so you can't check them out. But,
no phones.
Yeah, no phones.
I do want to show.
Did you see Can You Ever Forgive Me?
I was on a plane and I fell asleep like toward the end. I don't know how it ends, but I saw most of it.
It was great.
Yeah, I liked
it. Julianne Moore was fired from that.
Oh.
She wanted to wear a fat suit and the director said no.
Oh.
This came in on the DMs, which is a
Can
wild
we see?
Video.
What? Oh, okay. So I'm going to describe it. It's some sort of like a person on the floor of a shower, like a public.
It's a fuck machine.
It's a fucking machine. Oh, wow.
That's a big bathroom.
It's
punching his kitty.
Do you control it by a remote? Or
I don't know. I asked him where he did it. He said, my friend works at the gym, and after hours when the gym was closed, we did it in the shower at the gym.
Well,
I need to go to the gym.
Planet Fitness is everyone's gym. It's a gym for everybody.
Wait, where are you going?
I'm sneaking in my fuck machine.
Why are you
Can you get that through TSA, that fuck machine? Oh my gosh. Oh, you guys, I'm disappearing. I'm disappearing into the ether. Oh my gosh, enjoy. Enjoy.
What privilege.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Mama, okay, so what they do is they send us some credits so we can go on their website and buy some items. I bought this pullover, like, this sweatshirt, and now it's like my favorite thing to wear. I literally wear it all the time. It's like so cute.
I've been wearing Quince at least a couple times a week because these basics are so comfortable and I love them. I was just like, that goes with everything. Let's wear it.
Exactly.
There's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14 karat gold jewelry.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Now, Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach. And Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/drag,
drag
for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/drag and get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/drag.
Drag. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online.
Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms.
We all know everything is online these days, and it's important for your business to stand out. And that's why Squarespace is really important. We use it for Drag Queen of the Year, and it was great success. Great success.
I was marveling at the website's capabilities and the ease of use for each customer.
Well, the thing is, it was really easy and it ended up looking really nice. So I love Squarespace.
People say the same thing about me. So start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. You can choose from professionally curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, whatever kind of business y'all ladies are in. Optimized for every device.
And then you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools. So you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want.
And Squarespace makes it super easy to sell your products on an online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need.
Plus, you can connect major social and multimedia accounts to your website in just a few clicks, as icons, direct links, or embedded feeds. And sellers can also sync their product catalog directly with Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Google to reach more customers and reduce the steps for a purchase.
They've really thought of it all.
You know they have. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/drag.
Drag.
To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com/drag to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
So what do I do?
Welcome to Race Chaser for the dissection and dissemination
and discussion
of RuPaul's Drag Race.
We had to think, like, what are we doing here? Oh my God, I haven't seen you in months.
I haven't seen you in, when?
Girl.
Was it, no, Columbus Pride? No.
June of
Columbus
2018?
Pride?
No, really? I feel like I must have seen you in England or something.
Or did I see you here at Halloween? Were you here for Raya's birthday?
No, I was doing Heels of Hell in London.
It couldn't be June 2018.
That's so crazy.
That's a year ago. No. Your hair is really long now, though. It's possible.
Yeah. It could be, totally. Wow.
My name is Courtney Act.
My name is Willem. And I fucked my cousin. Thought it was okay, but it really wasn't. Thank you so much for filling in for your AAA sister.
Thank you.
Who's away.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. She's off doing something. I just saw the poster for her pageant drag competition.
Yeah, I heard about this. She's doing a drag pageant.
Yeah.
Like she's like the Donald Trump of this drag pageant.
She's letting me judge it too.
Oh, wow.
It's me, Gia, Sharon, Landon Sider,
Nicole Byer.
Another girl who hasn't been announced yet.
Sunday, May 26th. Oh, that's soon.
DragCon.
At the... Well, I can only read Alban Theatre because there's a...
Montalban. Oh, Jiggly too. Yeah.
There's a thing that you put money into so you can park there in the way. Meter.
A prostitute? Oh.
Alaska presents the Drag Queen of the Year something.
Awards.
Oh.
No?
No, something. Pageant.
It's got like eight words.
Pageant, competition, award. No, there's a meter in front of it. I can't see it.
Oh, I know. I believe you. I took the terrible picture.
The picture's otherwise lovely and crisp.
Well, I mean, I don't know if they're actually filming it as a reality show too, but there might be time for you to enter.
Oh, okay. Another reality show for me to lose.
Well, you do win sometimes too.
Once.
Not in Australia though.
No.
They do not let you win in
Australia. And not in America.
Mm-mm.
That's why I'm going back to the UK in a few hours. I'm like, no, fuck you, everybody else. The UK lets me win their reality shows. It's a low gene pool. Doesn't bode well for Drag Race UK, does it?
Oh, wow.
But, like, the drag queen that couldn't win on any other continent won on this island, but...
Well, Charlie Hides.
Yeah. She also lost on this continent.
She's lost on a couple. It is so good to see you. You've been watching this season intermittently, I'm sure, like online. You see the good stuff, you see the bad stuff, right?
Not really. I watched up to episode 3.
Uh-huh.
And that's as far as I've gotten. Yeah. And I've been trying. I was trying to watch. Look, I've been a busy drag queen, okay?
Busy
and booked and blessed. BBB. And I actually haven't seen that much on social media, which is weird.
I mean, you knew about the Brooke and Evie lip sync because you're like, wait, I thought she went home.
Oh, yeah, because someone the other day that I was talking to said something about wanting. I can't remember something about, and they were like, Brooklyn and Evie lip synced. And I was like, no spoilers. And then I just saw Evie then when I was watching the episode and I was like, well, hang on, Evie and Brooklyn are here.
Yeah.
And you were like, yeah, it was a double non-elimination.
Mm-hmm. A non-event.
It's constipation when that happens. When you can't have an elimination, it's called constipation.
I think that is the opposite of it on a reality show for sure, because the girls in the back are certain, they make that face. They're like, oh, cool. So more girls. It's a lot,
Speaking
I think.
Of constipation, I'd like to talk about milk of magnesia.
On your face?
Yeah.
Yeah, I told you that years ago.
I know, and then you said, oh, you shouldn't use it all the time because it upsets the pH or something. And I Googled it, and I fact-checked it, and I couldn't find anything. And I've been using it every single time I'm in drag.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. I'm like, have you been using it all these years? Is that why you're so matte?
Me?
Or is that the Roaccutane?
I think it's because of the Roaccutane.
Right.
But I think that Scott Barnes taught me about it. And
it's amazing.
He's kept J-Lo dry for years. And
dry and just, but also moist.
Did you see her at the Met Gala last night? The dripping beads.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then there were giant paillettes into her train, too.
It was lovely. Texture.
Simple, elegant. Sometimes it's not a competition on who could be the most naked. Because I feel like that's what the Met Ball has turned into. Who could be the most naked with strategic sparkles?
Or who can be the most... Well, it's interesting because the theme camp, right? Like, to me, camp doesn't just mean, like, like too much. It there's like an element of
wit.
Commentary and wit.
Yeah, for sure.
So like the Kardashian, the Jenner sisters, they looked like they were showgirly, but for me they weren't like camp.
They weren't camp for me either. Celine, you put on a purple wig, oh, you're camp.
Celine Dion, you look at the photo of her and you go, oh, that's camp. And you're like, oh, yeah, right, yeah. She got the brief.
She looks like she could be in Le Cage à Faux.
Yeah.
As Albin.
And I think for me, Janelle Monáe was the winner.
Very much so. I thought that she was great. I also want to give it up for Violet, too.
Yeah, on the red carpet.
Violet, just that that sleek glove thing. It's, you know, it was a sight gag that didn't need an explanation.
Or an exclamation.
True, too. I really thought that, what's her name? Zendaya.
Oh, yeah.
Zendaya. That was really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, never seen anything like that.
What color was she? I remember reading her name and thinking, oh, she looks cool.
It was like a grayish Cinderella.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whoa.
And it lit up.
Yeah, it was like a true Windsor gray or Windsor blue.
And she lost her glass slipper on the red carpet.
Yeah.
Which is totally cute.
So cute. And the fairy godmother was La Roche, who's her stylist, who's been, you know, like, turning her out. I saw him at the last Louboutin sample sale, and he saw my boxes. He said, oh, so you got all the 42s. I said, mm-hmm, but I love you, and you can get them on your own, girl.
What privilege. What privilege.
I heard you went to a little sale, too.
I did go to a little sale.
We here in America are just so proud of you and
how far
your footwear game has come.
Thank you.
Your shoes.
I was waiting for the backhander.
Never.
I was like, wait, this feels like it could be a genuine moment from Willem. I'm not sure. Oh, it's about shoes. It's
yeah,
about
I
Willem is now happy-go-lucky.
Yeah.
As our listeners have
discovered.
I'm cool. I went from being the Beyonce of DWV to the Michelle of AAA. And it's really
humbling.
No. Me. it's just given me perspective because I'm more happy now. And, you know, just because you have professional success doesn't necessarily mean that your life is going to be better or whatever. The work I did with AAA was way more fulfilling, even if it wasn't all the time just as noted. Boys Bottom, I'm never going to beat that, but
it's amazing.
You know, AAA was just is just so much fun, and the work we did, it just stands up. Every meet and greet, every one out of two meet and greets, I hear, well, as soon as I walk in, it's time for the meet. Trixie optioned the song for her documentary, and we saw it. I saw it in New York at Tribeca this weekend. And
wait, Trixie has a documentary?
Yeah, it's called Moving Parts.
When, and it was at Tribeca?
Yeah.
How did I miss this important drag news? Where's the breaking news sound effect?
Ladies and gentlemen, and those of you who refuse the gender binary, Trixie Mattel has come out today about her tell-all documentary called Moving Parts. The Mattel Corporation has enacted an injunction to sue Miss Mattel over licensing issues. Fortunately, the AAA girls have allowed Trixie to use their song Meet and Greet.
I want to see the receipts.
Well, I don't know. You told me. You're providing the receipts.
Yeah, right. It was great, but the first voice in it, you hear, Trixie Mattel! And I'm like, That was me. And then, like, I pop up at, like, four other different spots in the movie. I'm just like, what am I? I'm just like this, like.
You're like the Where's Waldo of the Trixie Mattel documentary.
Seriously. It's a great documentary. It's.
You're the Where's Carrot Top.
Yeah. My friend told me that. Never mind. I don't want to out people.
You want to talk about the show?
Okay.
I was like, what, Carrot Top show? I was like, no, I've never been. And then I realized we were talking about Drag Race. You guys, Drag Race, it's down to the top seven.
Yes.
This.
How many? Wait, surely they're going to be further than that. No, what episode are they up to?
There were like 14 girls this year, I think.
Wow.
14?
Here, Rita, this is where we're at.
This is off the top of my head with my very good knowledge. Lapdy Brooke, LAPD. Brooklyn got naked, stole a joke from The Simpsons, and Kira won the challenge with her twerk abilities. Vanjie, I know who that is, and Plastique were up for elimination, and Hood Boy herself, hood boy. Wow, now I just sound illiterate.
You really do. It's like an actual sentence.
Are you reading it upside down?
LAPD Brooklyn got naked, stole a joke from The Simpsons, and Akira won the challenge with her twerk abilities. Vanjie and Plastique. See, I was trying to like be shady by not, but then I realized I just sounded illiterate. So I want the children to know it was just comedy. Vanjie and Plastique were up for elimination, and the hood boy herself, Miss Vanjie, stayed to fight another week.
Oh, because they lip synced to Hood Boy. Correct. I was like, don't call her that.
No, it was... That's
you good. White.
This is good writing.
It is good writing.
You white.
It's better writing than some of the skit scats they're doing on the with those chips in the basement.
skit.
So that's where we are.
I worked with Plastique last week, the day after her elimination, and we were like, girl, where'd all those pretty pictures on your Instagram go? Because she went black.
Oh.
Like, she deleted everything. And she said, oh, I just archived them. And I'm like, you could do that on Instagram?
I only learned that recently, too.
What? They got all these tricks.
We're above the age.
Now they're all back.
Now our children are teaching us how to use the VCR.
It's crazy.
She's at a million.
Yeah, she's amazing.
No kids had a million during their season. Like, that used to take a long time to build up.
Yeah. I think that she is beautiful, talented. She's funny. She wears a lace front eyebrow sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
I tried one of those once, but it just didn't work. I thought I was going to look like Robin, like a bleach blonde mm-hmm. eyebrow, but yeah. It just didn't work.
Yeah, sometimes they just look like caterpillars.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling it.
Did hers work?
Yeah. I'm stupefied by her beauty. Mm-hmm. We're actually going to think about her beauty on this break.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meal. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long or night.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
These Factor meals tasted like loving from Mother's Kitchen. It was so delicious and tasted home-cooked.
It's true. These meals taste super fresh. The food is so good and so easy to prepare. I love it. I can't get enough. Factor me up, honey.
Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Meals badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50 and use code
DRAG50
to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active.
Plastique's mirror message is...
Wait, Plastique went home?
Yeah.
Oh, spoiler alert. I'm only up to episode 3.
Yeah, sorry. She went home.
Is Nina still there?
Yep.
Okay, good. I saw her the other night. Sorry, I know we're just trying to stick to a time.
Don't worry.
Dipper's like, okay, so we only got 2 segments to talk about this show. Stop trying to railroad it. I saw her out at Raya's night at FUBAR.
Raya Latre's Little Miss FUBAR Booger Ball.
That's the one.
Otherwise known as Make Out Mondays with DJ Pasta Body.
Yeah. And I saw Nina, and I, because I'm not up to date on the show, and I didn't want spoilers because I want to watch it and be surprised. I was like, hey, how are you? Congratulations. Oh my God. But like, just kept it very generic because I didn't know she was still there. I didn't know if she'd gone home.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to hear she's still there because I love her.
Mm-hmm. She is still there and she's doing great. Not as great as Plastique's handwriting though on this mirror. I love that Vanjie comments, you know, not only is she pretty, she got good handwriting. That is a true diva. Yeah. Because my chicken scratch ain't winning no crowns, that's for sure. I also worked with Akiria last week at Roscoe's, and we had so much fun. Roscoe's put up, like, you know, they do the whole Q&A after. Roscoe's is really turning it out in terms of coverage of Drag Race and gigs for the girls. It's making people tune into their YouTube channel as, like, a way to find out extra tea and, like, you know, these fags sometimes in the audience try to ask a question like that's totally backhanded. Like, Willem, you fucked up a lot. I mean, a lot with like everything with Drag Race and stuff after. Is there one thing that you would change? And I went, no, because I mean, everything's brought me to this moment right here where I get to look at you. You know, it's like these, some of them think they're clever, but other ones, you know, it's good questions. And Roscoe's is amazing.
But, you know, I think like with you, you are clever. And in those situations, you can clap back with wit and intelligence. I just worry that like some of the girls that we see coming through are so like young, like we were born before Drag Race existed. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's this thing where like these are like the children of the race who are, oh, it's like children of the corn.
They've been watching since they were 10.
Since they were 10 and they sort of were brought up on it. And like we sat in dressing rooms with like 60-year-old, 50-year-old, 40-year-old, 30-year-old drag queens and hearing all the oral history about the good old days.
Seeing their earlobes falling off.
And like, torn, shredded earlobes, their hot glue burns. And I just feel like there's not enough of that like intergenerational drag anymore.
Yeah. If you don't know what a keloid is or how to cover it up and glue an earring back on it, I don't want you on Drag Race yet, bitch. You know who else is a little perturbed? Nina. They're painting her. Last week she said she wasn't bitter at all about the Brooke thing, and she knew she sounded bitter by just talking about it, but you have to talk about it because they make you talk about it in an interview or they don't let you go home. She's saying she's ready to focus on herself this week and she feels like she wasn't given enough credit for Brooke's win. And, you know, it takes two to tango with an improv, but at the same time, I don't know. I think that Brooke was valid in her win. And
I'm just smiling and nodding because I haven't watched it yet.
It's fine. Brooke did a bunch of flips and then she didn't give Nina her cue word for an improv challenge. So it was a little bit of a handicap, but they both made it
work. So she was really improving.
Honestly, yes, 100%. The queens that... When was your first win on the show?
I think it was Shade the Rusical.
So that was like second or third episode? Mm.
Yeah. Iconic lines that you sang on that?
I just got off the bus. I don't drink or eat or cuss. I'm new in town.
That's Ben's entrance music.
Fish oil.
She's a man with one eye.
We are the comedy queens.
Well, Darian's got the face.
I remember.
G's got the hair.
I remember Lucian saying, what was, because Gia's line was like, they're all full of beans, literally. And Lucian being like, yeah, it's a joke because they're full of beans. Like they've made a fart and it smells like it's funny. And it was that awkward, like, the really over-explanation of the line that actually wasn't funny. And then, like, Gia was the one that seemed stupid. But I'm like, I think that line was stupid. No. I don't think that was Gia's fault.
No, not at all.
What privilege.
This video message is all about, like, Hocus Pocus and Bippity Boppity Roo. So we're realizing that this challenge is going to be about magic.
Ooh.
And Rue comes into the workroom with these tiny little leather fingerless gloves, and there's a it's unfortunate because the pit crew follows, and she took away the goddamn shoes. They had shoes last week, and then she took the goddamn shoes back, and I'm so sad.
A footless pit crew.
Nobody loves.
Oh, look, there's Delta Work.
Shoeless hoe. Yeah.
Emmy award winning Delta Work.
Emmy award winning. She came out as
Adore.
She does look like she was styled by Adore for
did
sure.
Did she wear? Hang on. Is that red flannel tied around her waist something to do with the challenge?
No.
Delta Work.
She's just at her job.
She's Latino. Gabrielle Villarreal. She's Latino.
She's on television.
I've worn worse. A lot of people have. She's painted. She's put together.
Yeah, okay. I don't want to come for Delta. I just feel like something, maybe a sparkle, maybe, you know, she had to leave the party with the sweater tied around her waist thinking this should never have happened.
Morgan last week showed up looking like a Liberace hooker. But I mean, that's my aesthetic. I like that.
Yeah.
But they're bringing back more and more girls to do little features, and Delta gets to be the ball girl on this. And these shoeless hoes have to carry. I mean, this has a lot to do with my career. I'm sure that this. I mean, this is integral to drag.
Right now, I'm watching a gentleman with a disco ball sandwiched with another gentleman's bottom carrying the disco ball to drop it into a trash receptacle.
Yeah, it's filler.
It's filler.
It's pure filler. But Vanjie wins, and she gets a $2,500 gift card from Dirt Squirrel.
Is there something like weird about like all of the girls being like flustered at the thought of human contact? They're all like, oh, there's a man.
I mean, most of them don't get dick while they're on the show. Brooke and Vanjie and me aside, probably. So I do understand the fever.
Yeah, do remember to tip your strippers, people.
Yeah, guys, how about this for one? Sure. The moment that Silky picks up Sean.
Oh, she loves picking people up, don't she? Yeah. First Miley Cyrus, now Sean.
I talked to Silky yesterday, and she asked Miley, and Miley was into it. Miley was jumping on her back. Silky stopped by. And I had fun with her. She's an intelligent and quick and witty person. Just as much, it's not an edit. She, you know, her and TS stopped by, and we had so much fun, me and Alaska, just talking to her. And
I must say, I do love those moments in television, especially reality television, when like Silky in the very beginning, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, she's a bit noisy. And, oh, yeah, she is a bit loud. And then she was like, yeah, I have a doctorate.
Masters.
I have a master's in organizational psychology or something. And it was like, oh, okay. And she's like, and I'm doing my PhD. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to take back everything I thought. Sorry about that. Glad I didn't say it on a podcast.
I'll do another little fancy foot reality show.
Yeah.
These magic shows, everybody has to team up, and there's team the black magic and then the other team white magic, maybe?
No, they call themselves...
What do they call themselves?
Siegfried and Roilina.
Shazam ladies?
The Mighty Tucks.
The Mighty Tucks.
Oh, yeah. I love that movie.
Yeah, cute. I think that the Black Magic one, they have this whole theme with like, oh, they're doing party magic at a barbecue, which brings up my favorite Spotify channel, which is Hip Hop Barbecue.
Oh, really?
Hip Hop Barbecue is my favorite Spotify channel. It's so much ludicrous, mystical.
Ludicrous!
Luda.
Do you think that they thought, let's make it a backyard barbecue challenge because we've been dealt a hand of magic tricks that may have only impressed people in a backyard barbecue?
I don't know, but I do know that they tried to get my friend Neil as the walk-around magician for the whole, like...
She means Neil Patrick Harris, ladies and gentlemen. Her friend, NPH.
As the walk-around...
Here on NPR.
magician, and it didn't work out, but this magician... seems apt and competent. He teaches...
Oh, is there a magician teacher who's there?
Yeah, the one in the red shirt.
Oh, I thought that was Dipper.
Honestly, it does look like Dipper. And if you want to check it out, you can hit Race Chaser Pod to see this
especially
Dipper's
like
little
me.
Side yeah. hustle.
Swallowing.
Yeah, swallowing. Wow. Swallows. Have you ever done any magic?
You know what? I once did this show called The Illusionist at Disgraceland, and it started off with an actual like big magic box where like the box was empty, and then I don't know, Daniel Garofalo or Daniel Slater or some hot Daniel that used to dance with me like peeled off the thing, and then I was in the cage, like it was like invisible, and then I was there, and I was wearing that, you know, that that good Spanx nude leotard that I rhinestoned myself. That was where I first wore it. And I remember being in the box, and I was taped. But this is the time that my testicle, my rat testicle.
That was the one that where was we the zoomed one. In? That ended up on beatdown. Oh, wow. Legendina.
My rat testicle escaped, and I didn't realize because I was so contorted in the box. Because you have to like squeeze. It's not actually magic. I don't want to ruin anything for you. But also, Santa Claus is not real, guys. But yeah, my testicle popped out, and that was, that wasn't the magic, but... It was magic on YouTube. I saw someone in the front row like filming it, and I had a camera in the audience, and I was like, I'm going to beat that bitch to YouTube and get the views. But they've taken it down now.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of my stuff has been yanked too. And on YouTube. Suga is feeling pressure to outshine these other girls and win because she hasn't won anything yet. Which is fine, you know, because... She didn't win. Sometimes
not
these,
everyone's a winner.
Sometimes these thoughts don't go nowhere, we but I don't want to insult winners. The girls.
What's this? Why is there a picture of a penis on this screen?
Well, you have to get to it.
Oh, because I'm sorry. We're lucky. Okay, okay.
Sometimes that our listeners like to, you know, just tell us what they're feeling when they listen to the podcast. They get erect.
While I'm here, if I'd like to, I go into the other folder on Instagram, but I never get nothing good. So I'd just like to make a public service announcement on my own behalf saying, send nudes.
Send nudes.
Yeah, I want my inbox to be gangbanged, thanks.
Oh, God.
Specify age.
Girl.
Look, I'm an equal opportunist, but...
Over 18.
Right. I thought you meant the upper limit.
No,
I
was, you have to specify
age. Oh, yeah, please do not send me nudes if you are under the age of 18.
In Australia, isn't it 16?
It's for sex, but pornography, I think, is still 18.
Oh, okay. Because I know some of the Drag Race girls have been dipping in the younger market down there.
Ooh.
but those are different tricks, not like the floating playing card trick that Brooke has to master, and it is not going well at all. Silky goddamn falls asleep.
She falls asleep,
snoozing and drooling. It's one of my favorite moments ever. It's like... I'm here to win this competition, shake it up, after this nap. Some of the tricks look fairly easy to do. Some of them I'm confused at, which I'm not shocked.
Do they ruin the magic? Like, do they show you how it's done? Oh, okay,
don't.
Good.
I think that's a magician credo that they don't ruin it at all.
Except for that TV show where they show you how they do it all.
That one.
Magic Revealed?
The something. Masked Magician.
The Masked Magician. Not to be confused with The Masked Singer.
Oh.
Yeah. That was a TV show on NBC.
It was.
Oh, okay.
Where they all wore masks.
Did you win that one?
No, I didn't go on that one.
Oh, that's weird. A reality show you didn't do.
I'm waiting for a regional franchise in Asia.
Oh, wow. How's Connie Cookie? Hong Kong, Bonnie
in Hong Kong.
Bonnie.
Well, it's funny because Josh, my dance partner from Dancing with the Stars, lives in Hong Kong.
Oh, cool!
And Bonnie called me about performing at Seva in Hong Kong, which is the gorgeous venue that I perform at. And I was like, oh my god, yes, because Josh will be there, and we can be reunited. And we can dance around in Hong Kong together.
Gorgeous. Yeah, when's that going to be?
September, I hope.
Oh, cool! We're all so proud of you.
Thanks. And my footwear.
Yes, 100%. The black magic has apparently rewritten their act overnight because it was too blue, which is you know, too dirty. I get, but at the same time, I thought, you know, looking at that team working blue, I thought it would have been funnier because we're gonna cover their acts and talk about them.
Well, I'm curious about this because
this dick.
Well, and the Mighty Tux said we rehearsed all last night, and then this person who sent their dick asked a question as well.
He said, I have a question. When they come back from the workroom for challenge day, Suga says that Nina and Brooklyn are feeling better because they practiced last night. I thought you were sequestered in your rooms.
I mean, we were always sequestered in our rooms. The only time that we were allowed to take anything back to the room was the glitter ball challenge. We were allowed to take our dress back to our room so we could work on it. But otherwise, as soon as you left the workroom, you had to leave everything behind.
we would sneak stuff out all the time, but we were also not sequestered.
Yeah.
And then some asshole ruined that for everybody.
Oh, God, what a prick.
Who only thinks of themselves like that? That's disgusting.
It's just wrong.
It is.
I wasn't drinking during Drag Race, and they would give us like a little mini plastic bottle of red wine or white wine, like maybe once a week or something. Mm-hmm. And I would throw mine across the balcony to Darian's room so she could have them.
I just did Haters Row with Darian, and we had so much fucking fun.
Yeah.
She's a fucking kiki.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. First, for your no drag knowledge judge this week, we have Catherine Langford, whoever the hell she is, and Gina Rodriguez, who I actually like.
Oh, yeah. I just saw her on a Netflix movie.
Me something too. Something sweet or great.
Something special. Yeah. Great.
With RuPaul is in the movie.
Oh, yeah. And Ru's in the movie. And, yeah. Oh, I love DeWanda Wise. Love
her. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. She was really funny.
Yeah, I love her. I also loved her in Girl Gotta Have It or She's Gotta Get
she's
It. Got, or,
she's Gotta Have It. The Spike Lee suit.
Yeah.
And Brittany Snow.
Yes.
Terrorized Me as a Nazi on Nip Tuck.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Full circle moment.
Totally. We're so in the biz, you know.
So
us.
In the biz. Booked and blast.
So in the biz. Fuck you. Fuck you. That was an important arc on Boston Public.
But okay, so we've got Nina, Brooklyn, and sugar.
Cane. Yeah, you did it. Wow.
I got those hips like lips like sugar cane. And they're looking cute. I like their outfit combos. It was clearly like, okay, girls, what do we got that kind of matches and ties in?
Black and white, always easy.
Yeah, I love Miss Nina West.
Nina's always an event, no matter what she wears.
Yeah.
Because she's been doing drag so long, so she has so many outfits, probably.
Yeah.
And this, we actually watched the casting tape for season 3. She was on that.
Oh, wow.
Yesterday.
Wow.
She's been at it for a long time. And their act, you know, before they cut to the commercial, they always show the little what's coming up next.
Mm-hmm.
And they show something and they do like the little, you know, the little.
She's looking for the button, ladies and gentlemen. Hold, please. Are you looking for this?
Yeah. They do that kind of little thing.
Uh-huh.
And then when they actually show it after the commercial break, they show everybody laughing after the same thing. So they're doing misdirects at every commercial just to fuck with people and keep people watching. But their act...
That's like, take off your hat.
Take off your hat, you balding bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100. I think that it's, you know, it's fair. It's above average. Everything works. It gets laughs. Am I glad I didn't pay to see it? Yeah.
I mean, I think Nina... Nina is the highlight for me.
Yeah.
She
realized from the start, this is our chance to be cheesy and over the top.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's her forte.
Yeah.
But Brooke is also funny, and Sugar is gregarious. I mean, there's only so much you could do with this.
Yeah.
Without doing a disservice to the tricks. You can throw in your little witticisms and stuff, but it's got to be short. It's got to be sweet. You got to be punchy.
How would you have played this challenge? Like, what style, what... I feel like I would have gone for like classic Siegfried and Roy. Like I would have believed that I was an amazing magician, but mm-hmm. like worn way too much fake tan.
Yeah. A tiger scar, a bite mark on the neck.
Yeah.
A limp, a dragging foot.
Yeah.
I think I would have done some kind of trick that eventually revealed my testicles. For
yeah.
Sure.
I mean, that's smart.
Yeah. It's yeah. What I do.
I mean, it's been done before though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By me.
I saw it on Beatdown.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had the terrible idea to tase one of my balls once.
Did you film it at least?
No. Someone convinced me not to.
And can we still talk about your high sperm count?
Sure.
And you still have an exceptionally high sperm count.
I do.
Maybe that electric shock like stimulated some...
Who knows?
Who knows? One of life's great mysteries.
Oh, another life's great mystery is Silky wearing tights that have like some sort of... mile markers on them.
I think she's wearing one pair of fishnets with a foam padding underneath so you can see straight through it.
No, is that what it is?
Yeah.
No. Oh, so they're supposed to be booger down busted backyard magicians.
No.
Oh.
Silky, I can see your map of Africa.
Well, why is Vanjie wearing that then? Yeah, they're obviously not busted. Akiria looks great. Why are her titties so shiny?
Ooh. Is this a new trend? Is this a trend alert? Body glitter?
Well, Vanjie's been wearing body glitter all season.
Yeah.
So I think she went up to her girls and said.
Yeah. I'm perplexed.
by Silky's legs and Evie's wigs. There's something on everybody that I'd say, let me help you. Mm. I'm your sister. Mm. So, you know, other than Akira, Akira keeps it together, yeah, and she's
got it cute.
Holding it down.
Oh,
sorry, I'm allergic
you.
To mediocrity.
Oh.
Let's take a break.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
I love that you got to see people from the Drag Race family in the audience for the Magic Challenge.
When celebrity star spotting with the World of Wonder Rent-A-Crowd. We've got Raven.
We've got Emmy winner Hector Pocosangre. I think that's how you say it.
I just call him Hector.
Hector.
And we've got Theron.
Theron.
And
some other girl.
And
I don't
a lady.
Know. Yeah, a lady. This runway is caftan realness. Now, we have been known to wear a caftan, but no, we don't wear them on TV. We wear them for poop.
Well, this is, yeah, we have shitting dresses that we wore to Burning Man.
Put your shitting dress on.
And that's when we were going to a party called Sheepwood Mac, where they only played Fleetwood Mac all night long out of a giant bus that had been converted into a sheep. And we all got a bunch of Fleet enemas and went to the porta potties. And Anthony,
we
DJ Pastabody, was blaring Fleetwood Mac as we were all doing a four.
Fleet your ass.
And we did a four fleet salute in the porta potties at Burning Man.
100.
Willem, Alaska, Courtney, and Pastabody. Which one am I looking
salute.
For?
Salute.
Oh.
Salute, salute.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now you put regular water in the fleet, right? You don't use that saline.
Gin.
You don't use that saline. That no. irritates your bowel.
Yeah, because it's salty. And it yeah. makes you poop even more, I guess, or something. I don't know. Some of these rumors make me want to poop all over, though. Silk with the Milk comes out, gold and gorgeous, looking like an event.
Yes.
Like, this is what I want to see on Drag Race. I don't want to see a roach mask. This is gorgeous.
Yeah, and that bowl is bigger than her head. It's
it
like she's proportionized that well. Yeah.
Because that's not a petite little face.
Yeah. She definitely lost some follicles doing this.
Oh.
Like, that is all scraped up into her natural hair, scraped up into a bun, and then that objet art attached to her head. Like,
anchored.
Anchored.
Evie oddly looks like a Tibetan hooker that's been through the ringer. I love the moth-eaten garment.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, like, Buddha, Zen, child prostitute.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
Needing some naphthalene mothballs.
100%. And then the praying thing that she does with the hands
there,
after.
There's prayer.
It's a runway presentation. That outfit and look on someone that couldn't do all those tricks would be lesser.
Now we've got Akira with a little butterfly spin. Was that a reveal? Did that come out of nowhere? Was that there all along?
I mean, her arms were down so you couldn't see it, but she's turning it.
See, she's thought, oh, caftan on the runway? Like, how do I make this not a caftan on the runway?
Well, apparently there were two different things because Ross told her he lives in Palm Springs. He knows caftans. They're his religion. But that is not a caftan. And she said, well, she Googled it and there's two different caftans, one with the K and one with the C. And the one with the K, you can have pants apparently, but I don't know.
I love the one with the K.
Me too. I love the one. Courtney with the K goes, Courtney with the C goes.
Now Miss Vanjie.
Miss Vanjie comes out with a nose ring so big it's blocking her lip, and there's a charm on it.
Am I allowed to talk openly and honestly about my feelings on this show?
Oh yeah, we keep it cute.
It's not
doing
it. It's not doing it for me.
No, It's not
looking a little pedestrian.
It's looking
and I love Vanjie, so this is too. This is not a
poolside drag show poolside drag show before the reveal.
Yeah, before the reveal. And but is there a reveal?
Here's the other thing too. When a pattern goes vertically in the front and then horizontally in the back, I don't think whoever made it was as meticulous as he could have been with his seams and his mitering.
Or her.
Or her.
Or they. They mm-hmm. prefer they.
Mm-hmm. The Misha. Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would have gone with just a brighter color on the purple just to make it pop more on television.
Mm-hmm. 100. I like that she has some like armature under it to give it some shape and interest.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and she's
working the garment.
She's beating up that chiffon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she knows how to use it. She knows how to work it. Is she wearing, what's on her panties?
It's like some kind of gold panty thing.
Okay. I thought it was nude and I was like, I don't know if that, no, okay, it was gold.
Sugar comes out looking like Melisandre's dad.
/ Andorra.
Yeah, 100.
You know what would have been a great runway? A full Andorra illusion.
That would have, the red hair, all that. And the good lady bunny eye.
Yeah, the good purple eyeshadow with the green caftan.
Mm-hmm. This is kind of...
Oh, there's a reveal.
Oh, wow. Oh, she should have kept it on. What is this? It looks like oilcloth print. Oh, no.
I'm looking for an appropriate noise for this.
A triple reveal.
Oh. I mean, points for reveals.
Yeah, fun.
I mean, Gaga did it on the red carpet of the Met Gala. Mm-hmm. But I
know her.
You know her?
Yeah, you do too.
Didn't I see you in a movie?
Yeah,
what was it?
We did the skit, A Star is Born.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
she sang happy birthday to you in like 97.
Canberra.
In,
yeah. 02. what's Sugar? Yeah, the triple reveal. Oh, hang on. We have a dispute.
Dispute?
That's
wow.
The dispute sound.
All right, so yeah. Nina's on the runway.
Nina's on the runway, and I love a girl with hair wider than her shoulders. And Nina obviously is taking this runway seriously. This is her pretty look, and you can tell because she's walking slow. That's what pretty girls do. And I do like that it is lined,
yeah,
or the fabric is double-sided at least, so it doesn't look like, oh, look, I have white four-way stretch.
Yeah. Well, first of all, there's only such thing as two-way stretch. And secondly, on Drag Race, anytime for the wedding, well, no, wedding makeover challenge, I had a gentleman and I was like, okay, I'm just going to cut a hole in this, put your head through it and put a belt on it. And it was a caftan. And now look, it's a whole category.
100%. Did you win that challenge?
No, I did not, ma'am.
Were you safe?
I was always safe. I was never in the bottom.
Oh.
Bianca and I never lip-synced for our lives.
Alaska didn't either, I don't think.
I think we were the only three at some point. That may have been changed now.
Yeah. You can find out if you're not by watching the show when you're not as booked and blessed. I think my favorite runway out of all of these girls was Akiria. The butterfly.
Yeah.
That's
or maybe
the only
Brooklyn.
One I would have worn. Brooklyn's was great too, but like if someone said, gun to your head, which one of these would you worn?
Also, Silky.
Evie's. Oh, Silky's was, I liked from the neck up, especially the neck down. It was fine, but it didn't make me go, I want to wear that.
I could see you wearing Evie's and giving it a whole different attitude.
For sure.
Like she went with the sort of the Buddha meditation moment, but I feel like that moth-eaten garment is something that you would work really well.
Yeah, I have a lot of holy stuff like that.
Yeah.
Sugar is told her main caftan should have been the only one, just like we were thinking. The reveals weren't worth it, and she was way outshined by her team. You know, I kind of agree. I don't think she did a bad job, but at this point, you got to do something to make it spark.
And she knows because she put her original caftan back on the runway now.
Yeah. Somebody told me that they were reading a book about The View.
Alaska yesterday.
Oh, that was her. That's why it's so fresh in my head. The thing about
Make sparks.
Barbara Walters wrote on the wall of The View, make sparks about the conversations.
Oh, wow. And
Sugar didn't make sparks for me.
No, she didn't make sparks.
Although she did hit some sticks together with them legs. Brooklyn is praised for her runway, told she's a star, and Nina is given complete and total praise for everything, which is nice to see because she's our friend.
I feel like she could be the winner of this week's episode.
And we'll find out after one line from Untucked. This is where we'd like to invite you to say one line from Untucked.
One line from Untucked.
Oh, no, you get to pick one. Oh. Say it. I'm super glad that you're here and to participate in one line from Untucked.
But can I just...
Oh, I've ruined it.
Okay.
But can I just say this? And it's the truth. And I know, like I say it to you every time I see you, like you really legitimately are fucking stunning.
No, we're going to do one line from Untucked, but thank you. Let's focus on the episode.
Oh, that was someone to someone. Nina to Akira.
Wow. My one line from Untucked is, I am human, you guys. I do show emotion. I do have a heart. I promise you.
Was that me?
No, it's Brooklyn.
I cried on Dancing with the Stars, but I wasn't wearing a microphone that day, so they didn't go because it was the strip, the one where I went from Courtney to Shane, and I couldn't wear a microphone in there. And Kelly Abbey, the creative director, was like asking me about like when who are you seeing when you look in the mirror, and what is this emotion? And I started talking.
Wait. Okay, keep going.
And I started telling the story, and Vanity was there because she was doing my hair the whole season, and I don't know, everyone's got that look.
I just saw a messy man.
Thank you, Michelle.
Yeah.
Williams. Anyway, the point is I cried.
Aw.
Like, naturally.
I did that once. I did. One believes that it was real on Drag Race, but whatever.
Oh, yeah, that time.
Yeah.
Because then you, like, turned it around and, like, made a joke or something, and
I tried to keep it light, and it just made me seem artificial.
Yeah.
Speaking of artificial, Alaska's going to do one line from Untucked. She's in the room.
My one line from Untucked is from the one and only Akira Chanel Davenport. I could see this situation was actually going to happen between Vanjie and Evie on stage. And it was like it could be read as just a misunderstanding. But at the same token, it was just the wrong time and place, because I knew what it could possibly turn into just from previous events. I knew Vanjie was finna get heated, so it was just like, okay, sis, just calm down. And I knew you wouldn't have escalated until she escalated, but the way you delivered it was going to make her escalate. It's just I know what this is going to turn into. And I knew if she would have reacted the way she reacts, it was going to make you react the way you react. And it's going to be a whole disaster in front of a group of people that we're trying to impress.
One line from Untucked.
One line from Untucked.
One line from Untucked. This has been One Line from Untucked. So the winner of the challenge, obviously, well-deserved, is Nina. And she wins a $3,000 gift card from Marek and Richard, who I sat in their booth for DragCon last year. They're great guys.
Oh, fun. I think you need an applaud button on this, like a yay, a cheer.
Okay, editorial.
We'll have a chance for notes later.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
We'll do notes after the show.
Thank you so much.
Sorry, Dipper. You're doing a great job. You're doing great, sweetie.
The bottom two are Sugarcane and Miss Vanjie. And I have not seen this lip sync yet, but I would like to watch it.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
I'm going to say, am I allowed to say who I think goes home?
Yeah.
I'm going to say I think Sugarcane goes home.
Thoughts on the lip sync?
Oh, okay, I was just watching TV waiting for something else to happen. Honestly, I was just watching the TV waiting for something else to happen because they were just flailing about and caftanning about, you know. There's not much you can do.
If I had to choose a winner, I'd say Vanjie, just because I thought that they both took a slightly different approach to the performance. And for me, Vanjie's kind of felt like more authentic, whereas Sugar's was sort of more, I guess, draggy, which in this instance, I just liked Vanjie's take a little bit more.
I think this song for me is truly an acting challenge.
Yeah.
If I was giving out the parts, Vanjie probably would have gotten it for me too. I think Sugar did an apt job. She looks lovely. Her hair stayed in one spot. But
I think it's Vanjie's game.
Time to kick rocks.
Yeah.
For Sugar. Totally. I will see you next week for sure. And Courtney will probably be on another reality show by then, right?
I'll be doing my show in London at Under South Bank. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody go and see it. It's great.
This show is so like, normally you film a podcast and then 6 months later somebody edits it and it comes out. But this is tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, it's today if you're listening to it right now.
And
or
you're
going to
be
yesterday.
On a plane and it's going to be tomorrow by the time you get. Wow, so crazy.
But yeah, come and see me, CourtneyAct.com/under for your tickets.
Mm-hmm.
From the 12th to the 19th at South Bank. Now I sound desperate, sorry.
No, you don't. You're going to sell out. It's going to be amazing. Speaking of sellouts, I'll be here next week for more Race Chaser, and we promise to continue to provide you with award-winning content. And don't worry, the better host will be back next week.
I'm devastated I can't be here for this episode, but I'm glad that Courtney Act is filling in. I wouldn't feel comfortable with anyone else filling in except Courtney Act. This was a great episode. It was really fun. I love the magic show element. I always say drag is a magic trick.
Like, did you agree with the lip sync decision?
Well, this is... You know, I have to go back and rewatch it, but I feel like it was, I don't know, it's getting down to that time where it's hard to say. And I don't, people online are saying like, oh, Sugarcane was robbed and, but I don't know that I agree with that. I have to rewatch the tape.
Did Vanjie win a challenge yet? And Sugar hasn't won a challenge yet. So basically at this point, it's what are... The biggest positive is about each. The biggest positive about Vanjie is she's great in interview. So if they're keeping her for that alone, and they were both equally...
It's a reason.
It's a positive. And Vanjie's interviews have helped make the season. So I say if that's why they're keeping her, keep her. Because in watching the lip sync, I thought it could go either way. I couldn't tell based on the editing. And I wasn't shocked that they kept Vanjie because I knew how much they've invested in her, you know?
Yeah.
So...
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was a fun episode. Enjoy talking about it. Thank you. But goodbye. Oh my God, I'm disappearing. Oh no, I'm being dissolved. I'm being vanished like it's the Avengers.
I want to say thank you for having me because I listen to this podcast and I feel like I'm on a three-way phone conversation, but you've muted me and you can't hear me, which is not unforeseeable, to be fair.
No, never. Shut up.
And I'll be listening to it. And it's funny because people always message me like, they're talking about you on Race Chaser. But it kind of happens every week. I get like a cameo.
Oh, I mean, it's like you're in the room mostly. Yeah. And then we'll say stuff that we know would make you laugh. And then we miss you a lot.
Oh, I miss you guys.
We'd love you to move back to America and be famous here, too.
Fingers crossed, I'm working on it.
Fingers crossed, legs uncrossed. That's how you get jobs.
That's the real one.
Yeah.
I've slept my way to the middle and worked my way to the top.
And those toned gams now?
Oh, toned gams. I thought you meant whistle-toned gams.
No, those could use some toning.
Sounds like air escaping from a balloon.
I want to see the receipts.
There's so many now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just saw a messy man.
Okay, you guys, you can rate our podcast, but only if you think it's good. And join our OnlyFans for exclusive content at OnlyFans/RaceChaserPod.
And if you're still listening to this and you're not enjoying it and you're going to go on, like, you're not correct.
What kind of asshole would go review us and tell us that we were terrible?
And you listened all of this way. If you're still listening, you liked it. So don't even try it, Mary.
Don't try it. Tryisha and the Try Babies. And follow our Race Chaser podcast at RaceChaserPod. I'm at Willem, Alaska's the only Alaska 5000, and Courtney is Courtney Act. And ask Dipper about the fuck video.
Oh no, I showed it to you yesterday. The guy in the gym with the fuck machine.
Oh fuck yeah. You guys, these DMs have turned into an SVU episode and I fucking love it. Thank you so much for all the dicks and all the hot fuck suck action and even the unhot fuck suck action.
You could attach something to this and just...
Oh yeah. Baby, that's the Theragun, and that will get you together 100%. Send us the memes for all the IGs, and if you're in LA for DragCon weekend, please get your ticket for Drag Queen of the Year pageant competition, award contest competition.
Oh, it's on DragCon weekend?
Yeah.
Oh my God, she's a genius.
She is a genius. Ugh. Bitch, A Star is Born This Way, her show in New York.
How was it? I saw your Instagram, and it seemed so genuine. Girl, I was like, Willem actually really loves this.
Epic.
unafraid to reference. Show, another bus.
Another absolutely bus, original. Nightclub.
Vomit on itself, amazing.
99 people in a room.
It was the most fun thing I've seen on stage in a long time. She's brilliant.
What was it?
Like, it was a hybrid of Star Is Born with Born This Way songs. And
Alaska, just, obviously, there was the star.
Alaska was, there was dances. The star. She had like Dream Alleys, like Dream Curly in Oklahoma. And then there were like different songs. The way she entered the stage in like this pink feather dress that was reminiscent of Gaga's Venice film festival. Uh-huh. And then she was blowing kisses like and crossing her legs like how Gaga did on the gondola in the black dress. It was just like so... I mean, you see how I get.
Yeah.
Like, watching Alaska on stage performing to probably my favorite performer's, you know, body of work.
Yeah.
And then also something that I'm kind of involved with because I'm in it. It's just like, it's, you know, it's
you
like,
were in Star Is Born?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah.
I did a pop-up. I was just driving Shangela and then they're like, you should do the movie too.
Right. And Shangela kept wearing the wig.
That bus driver. It was one of those things. It was like, I was like eating my favorite food while also getting fucked.
Right.
It was like my favorite things in the world with a 360 unit on my head.
Oh, wow.
Because I was wearing new hair too, honey.
Oh, wow.
Bitch, the hair? Ooh. You know. I don't. Ooh. Yeah, so get tickets for Alaska's pageant. It's amazing. It'll be at the Montalban on DragCon weekend, and you can click Alaska's bio on IG. I feel like I did a really good job without her here.
I'm really impressed. Like, I've never seen you keep anything as on track as you kept this on track today.
Thank you so much, yeah. Courtney Axe. Oh.
Thank you.
Race Chaser.
Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.
Forever.
Race Chaser with Alaska and Willem is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck, available on iTunes.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.